Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. When we talk about chametz, there are different categories of chametz. There's what's called chametz gomer, or chametz be'en, a black and white, a cupcake, a piece of challah. Then there is pure chametz, but it's chametz gomer al yidei tarovis. Tarovis means a mixture. A third category is chametz nuksha, hardened chametz, or unfinished chametz. That means it's a dough that started to rise, but it never finished. You can't eat this dough. So again, what are the three categories of chametz? Regular chametz, chametz gomer, the piece of chocolate cake. There's taroivis chametz, meaning to say there's chametz mixed into this mixture, but it's not all chametz. And there's chametz nuksha, which is chametz that hardened, it's chametz that's not edible. Zakta Mishnah. Elu oivrin v'pesach. The following items that the Mishnah is going to list has to be destroyed. Elu mizbarim min ha'olam. That's how the Batun teaches it. Even though the things the Mishnah is going to tell us about are things that you would not be oivr bal yirah, you wouldn't be oivr min ha'torah for having such chametz in your house, but midrabanan, they require beer. Here's the list. Kutach habavli. Kutach is, again, a kind of a dipping sauce. What's it made out of? Now listen to these ingredients. Sour milk, salt, and moldy bread crusts. And they would dip their food into this. V'shecher hamadai. Beer from madai. In the times of the Gemara, most of the beer was made out of dates, so it wouldn't be chametz. But the beer that they made in Madai was made out of wheat or barley. Some Rishonim learn that the way they made the beer, even though it was made out of barley, it still wasn't regular chametz. Others learn that it was a mixture of barley and dates. But either way, it's not mamish regular chametz. Vayter zakta Mishnah, v'chametz. Chametz is vinegar. V'chametz hu adoimi. Chametz hu adoimi was vinegar that was made from wine that was fermented with barley. Fermentation is a process where you put something away and it begins to, like, it starts really getting rotten, but you do it in such a way that it changes, it becomes sharp, it becomes powerful. The Taisus Yom Tov asks, but wait a second, didn't we say before that May Peiris doesn't make things chametz? So even if the wine is fermented in barley, but it's wine, wine doesn't make something chametz. It would have to be one of the Shiva Mashkin. So the Taisus Yom Tov explains that the barley was soaked in water before they mixed it with wine. And a chanami, wine itself would be like mei peiros. But we explained before, although mei peiros is not machmetz, mei peiros mixed with water makes chametz even quicker than water itself. Dr. Mishnah Vayter, the list continues of things that we have to get rid of in Pesach, and the chiyuv is midrabanan. The zisoim hamitzri. Egyptian zisai. What is zisai? Well, it's something made out of a third barley, a third kurtami. What's the translation of kurtami? Some say saffron, some say safflower, if that helps you, and a third salt. And it was made for medical reasons. The Gemara says if someone had constipation, well, this made it easier for him. So all the things explains about Tanur in the Mishnah, until now, were things that are chametz that are royally achila, but al yidei tarovis. They're not pure chametz. Now we're going to talk about things which fall under the category of chametz nuksha. There's no foreign ingredients and it's not mixed with anything. It's only chametz. But it's chametz nuksha, it's unfinished chametz. There's no iser karis for eating it. The list begins. The Zoyman Shel Saboim. Zoyman is actually bran that was mixed with water, and they were able to create a certain kind of paint with this. Saboim means the painters. The Zoyman Shel Saboim means the painter's broth, the painter's mixture. Soveya means to color. It's one of the Lamates Malachas, the Shabbos, to paint. So there's no real mixture here. It's chametz. It's bran mixed with water. But it's something that's turned into paint. V'amilon shel tabachim. Amilon is dough. Tabachim sometimes means a butcher, but over here it means a cook. Now, the cooks, they had an interesting method. They would take bread made out of some type of flour, but it was a kind of flour that never really ripened. It didn't even ripen a third of what it was supposed to. And they would use it to cover the pot, and it would take in the zuhama. It would draw in the bad smell that was inside. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but sometimes, like, in some fancy catering places, they serve like a soup, a bowl of soup, and there's some type of a bread on top or something that, well, that doesn't take in any bad smell, but it keeps the heat of the soup inside. Well, this amilon shel tabachim was not really made to eat, but on the other hand, it was made out of dough. So it's an example of chametz nuksha, chametz that was never fit to be able to eat. The koilon shel soifrin. Koilon is like a paste or a glue, shel soifrin, that a soifer would use. The Batanur explains that this was a paste that was made with fine flour dust from millstones. Ofer harachayim, that megablim oisim b'mayim. They would take this flour dust and knead it with water, and it would make a paste, and they would use it for binding books. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, af tachshitei nashim. Rabbi Eliezer says, even certain perfume that women had also falls under the category of chometz nuksha. Now, what is it that Rabbi Eliezer is adding over here? Why wouldn't the Tanakhama have tachshitei nashim in the list? And the answer is as follows. The Tanakhama told us that you have to destroy two categories of things. Either regular chametz, which is a mixture with other things, like the Kotach HaBavli, which has bread in it, or the Sheikhar HaMada, which is made out of barley or wheat, or the Zisayim HaMitzri, remember that? That was the constipation medicine. It's also made out of barley mixed with other things. Or the other list is things which isn't a Terebus Chametz, but it's regular chametz, it's just not fit for human consumption. Like the paint, or the dough that the cooks made out of tefua that never ripened to cover the pot, or the glue that the soifrim use. What's Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush? Rabbi Eliezer is talking about types of cosmetics that really are a combination of both. It's not just chametz, it's a taroivis of chametz and other things, plus it's chametz noiksha. The chametz itself is not edible. So it's chametz noiksha yidei teruvis, all in one. According to the Tanakhama, you have to destroy chametz with a mixture of other things, and you have to destroy chametz noiksha that's just chametz, even though it's not edible. Midrabana. But if it's a combination of both, it's not edible, and it's not even only chametz, it's a mixture with other things, you don't have to destroy it. The Gemara describes exactly what type of cosmetics we're talking about. In any event, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, Kal Shehu Mimin Daga. Anything that is made out of one of the five types of grain. Remember what they are? Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. And it's mixed with water. If there's no water, but it's just made through juice, so there's no chametz. So if you have five types of grain and it's mixed with water, even though it's mixed with other things as well, reza oibre bePesach, can't have it in your house on Pesach. And arielu bHazar, if you eat it, according to the Tanakhama, one is oibre a lav. Wait a second, didn't we say all along that it's only aser midrabanan? No, we said to keep it in your house would only be aser midrabanan. Minatari would not be oibre b'ayirah b'ayimotzeh, if it's a mixture of chametz and other things. But if somebody would eat it, he would be over a lav. As a matter of fact, that's why the Rabbanan said that you have to destroy it, because we were concerned you're going to come to eat it and be over a lav. The only thing is, because it's a mixture with other things, ve'ein behen mishim karis. Unlike just plain, regular chametz, there would be no iser karis for eating it. So really, if I asked you now, what is the punishment for eating chametz? Now that you've learned this Mishnah, of course you would answer like a Talmud Chacham. You would say, well, it depends. If it's regular chametz and he eats it on Pesach, the anish is karis. If it's a mixture with other things, he's over a lav. He would be chayiv malchus. But there is no einish karis. If it's regular chametz, there's a law for him to keep it in his house. He has to destroy it. If it's a mixture with other things, midrabbana, he has to destroy it. The Batanura explains that if somebody eats a kazayas chametz in a taroivis b'kidei achilas pras, that's when you're over the lav. In other words, let's say I have a mixture of chametz and other things, and I eat it. In order for me to be over the lav, I'm not going to be chayiv karis because it's a mixture with other things. It's not plain chametz. But even in order to be over the lav, there has to be enough chametz over here that within the amount of a kidei achilas pras, I would be eating a kazayis. So what does that mean, within the amount of a kidei achilas pras? So in time, there are different shitas. It's anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes. Kidei achilas pras would be the amount of either 3 or, according to others, 4 eggs. You may remember a Mishnah, Mesechtes Erevin, that explained this. In other words, the amount of time that it would take to eat 3 eggs. That's a toich kidei achilas pras. But let's say the mixture has so little chametz that within this time period of a kidei achilas pras, you wouldn't be eating a kazayas chametz. If you ate it, then he would not get malchus min ha-Torah, although there would be an iser, because chametz on Pesach asers a teruvos bekolshu, even with the tiniest amount. It does not become batel b'shishim. Okay. So what am I chayiv if I eat chametz on Pesach? So now, if you're a real Talmud Chacham, and I'm sure you are, you're going to answer as follows. Regular chametz on Pesach, iser karis. A teroivis of chametz, it depends how much chametz is in the mixture. If there's enough chametz that within a toich kidei achilas pras, which is the amount that it would take to eat 3 eggs, let's say, if in that amount of time you would be eating a kazayis, then he's over a lav. He would be chayiv malchus, not karis, but he's over a lav. If there's not enough chametz over here in this mixture to say that within a toich kidei achilas pras he would be eating a kazayis, so it's usher to eat, but there is no lav. Okay. So we learned a lot of this Mishnah. Let's do our best to chazer it over. We learned that basically there are 3 categories of chametz. There's regular chametz, pure chametz, or chametz gomer be'en, the black and white, the chocolate cake, the Danish, the bagel. We learned that there is chametz al yedei taroivis, a mixture of chametz and other things. And we learned there's another category of chametz nuksha. That's chametz technically out of unfinished dough, but in other words, it's a type of chametz that's not fit for eating. You can't eat it. It was used for different things like glue and so on. Is chametz nuksha? Somebody would eat chametz nuksha. Is that an issur deraisa or an issur derabanan? So that's really a machlokes for shinim, which we won't get into now. What machlokes do we have in our Mishnah? Well, basically, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah said that you have to take out of your house midrabanan. It must be removed if it's a teroivis chametz, like kuta chabavli, a dip that had moldy pieces of bread inside, shecher hamodai, beer that was made from barley, chametz hu adoini, a type of vinegar that they put barley and the wine and some water inside. And the last example of teroivis chametz on the Tanakhama was zisoim hamitzri. Remember what that was? That was the constipation medicine. It's made out of barley and different ingredients. This is all taroivis chametz. There's no iser b'ayiru b'ayimotze min ha-taira. But Chazal want you to take it out of your house. Why? Because if someone eats it, he would be over a lav. Although he wouldn't be over in Issacharis, but he would be over a lav. So we don't want it in your house on Pesach. And then we also said that there's chametz nuksha. And the Tanakh gave us examples of chametz nuksha. Remember what they are? Different types of paint, like the top of a pot that's made out of dough that the cooks used to use. Paste that the scribes used to help them bind or put papers together. These were all made out of chametz, but types of chametz that you can't eat. Rabbi Eliezer added to this list tachshitei noshim. Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush was that this tachshitei noshim is a combination of both. It's a mixture of chametz and other things, and it's chametz that's not fit for consumption. Tanakhama holds, no, we don't say you have to send that out of your house. We only said you have to remove from your house a mixture of regular chametz or this plain chametz nuksha, which isn't mixed with anything. It's just that it's you can't eat it. It's glue, it's paste. But tachshite noshim, that's a combination of both. In a way, it has two kulos. It's a taroivis. It's not even full chametz, and the chametz itself is not edible. The Tanakhama says you don't have to take that out of your house. Rabbi Eliezer says you do. We said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Mishnah concluded by reminding us, anytime you have a teroibis of chametz on Pesach, there's no isurkaris, there's a lav. And the Batanur explained, but you would only be over the lav if there's enough chametz over here in the mixture that you would eat a kazayas of chametz in a tachkedei achilas press.